of being, the floodgates opened and all the magic flowed into our lives. For the magnificent team of The Secret and for me, our deep heartfelt feelings of gratitude continue to this day. We have become a team that resonates gratitude with every moment, and it has become our way of life.
The powerful process of visualization.
Visualization is a process that has been taught by all the great teachers and avatars throughout the centuries, as well as by all the great teachers living today. In Charles Harnell's book, The Master Key System, written in 1912, he gives 24 weekly exercises to master visualization. More important, his complete Master Key System will also help you become the master of your thoughts. The reason visualization is so powerful is because as you create pictures in your mind of seeing yourself with what it is you want, you are generating thoughts and feelings of having it now. Visualization is simply powerfully focused thought in pictures, and it causes equally powerful feelings. When you are visualizing, you are emitting that powerful frequency out into the universe. The law of attraction will take hold of that powerful signal and return those pictures back to you just as you saw them in your mind.
Dr. Dennis Waitley.
I took the visualization process from the Apollo program and instituted it during the 1980s and 90s into the Olympic program. And it was called visual motor rehearsal. When you visualize, then you materialize. And the interesting thing about the mind is we took Olympic athletes and then hooked them up to sophisticated biofeedback equipment and had them run their event only in their mind. Incredibly, the same muscles fired in the same sequence when they were running the race in their mind as when they were running it on the track. How could this be? Because the mind can't distinguish whether you're really doing it or whether it's just a practice. I think if you've been there in the mind, you'll go there in the body.
Think about the inventors and their inventions, the Wright brothers and the plane, George Eastman and film, Thomas Edison and the light bulb, Alexander Graham Bell and the telephone. The only way anything has ever been invented or created is because one person saw a picture in his mind. He saw it clearly, and by holding that picture of the end result in his mind, all the forces of the universe brought his invention into the world through him. These men knew the secret. These were men who had utter faith in the invisible and who knew the power within them to leverage the universe and bring the invention into the visible. Their faith and their imagination have been the cause of the evolution of humankind, and we reap the benefits of their creative minds every single day. You may be thinking, I do not have a mind like these great inventors. You may be thinking, they could imagine those things, but I can't. You could not be further from the truth. And as you continue on this great discovery of the knowledge of the secret, you will learn that you not only have the mind they had, but much more.
Mike Dooley.
When you're visualizing, when you've got that picture playing out in your mind, always and only dwell upon the end result. Here's an example. Look at the back of your hands right now. Really, look at the back of your hands. The color of your skin, the freckles, the blood vessels, the rings, the fingernails, the fake fingernails. Take in all those details right before you close your eyes. And then see those hands, your fingers, wrapping around the steering wheel of your brand new car.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
This is such a holographic experience, so real in this moment, that you don't even feel like you need the car because it feels like you already have it.
Dr. Vitale's words brilliantly sum up the place you want to get yourself to when visualizing. When it feels like a jolt as you open your eyes in the physical world, your visualization becomes real. But that state, that plane, is the real. It is the field where everything is created, and the physical is just the result of the real field of all creation. That's why you won't feel as if you need it anymore, because you tuned in and felt the real field of creation through your visualization. In that field, you have everything now. When you feel that, you will know it.
Jack Canfield.
It's the feeling that really creates the attraction, not just the picture or the thought. And I think for a lot of people, they think, well, if I think positive thoughts, or if I visualize having what I want, that'll be enough. But if you're doing that and still not feeling abundant or feeling loving and joyful, then it doesn't create the power of the attraction.
Bob Doyle.
You put yourself in the feeling place of really being in that car, not, oh, I wish I could get that car, or someday I'll have that car, because that's a very definite feeling associated with that. It's not in the now, it's in the future. If you stay in that feeling, it will always be in the future.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Now that feeling and that inner seeing, we begin to be an open doorway through which the power of the universe will begin to express.
What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists. Alexander Graham Bell.
Jack Canfield.
Our job is not to figure out the how. The how will show up out of the commitment and the belief in the what.
Mike Dooley.
The hows are the domain of the universe. It always knows the short